This is the Weekly Dose of Fed, numero 28.
From the Fatback Radio Studios in the beer capital of America, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, please welcome your hosts of the Weekly Dose of Fat, Sven and Gomez.
Hey, this is Sven. That there's Gomez over there.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Joining us in the studio today is Superfly, J.K. Livid.
Hey.
What's up, J.K.?
Hey.
Hi.
And today we have the honor to introduce the Zion Cyclery Orchestra, conducted by Sir Christopher Daisy.
Hey, guys.
Our show sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Get a Surly bike and ride it however you wanna.
Learn more about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and bicycles at surlybikes.com.
So what's on today's show, J-Rock?
Scott Chambers from the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series is here to tell us about this year's lineup of the best races in the Upper Midwest. Got some Fat Tandem news. And we drink some beer prescribed by our new beer shaman, Julio.com.
Welcome to the beer segment of today's show. Let us decant.
Where is that thing?
Where is it? We actually are in the Fat Bike Radio cooler today.
Deep in the bowels of the cooler.
All the way from Illinois. Actually, comes beer made in Minneapolis. Here comes
beer. Oh, beer in cans. I already like it.
It's beer prescribed by Julio.com, who lives down in Graves Lake, Illinois, in a Castle Grayskull.
Alrighty. It does say that it's beer in a can for the glass, though.
I know, we're supposed to pour this, but we're going to pour it into my mouth.
Beer for
Oh, it's dripping. Oh, I always taste grapefruit. What's wrong with me?
Where are my apricots? Need me apricots.
There will be no apricots in this beer for you today.
There's not.
It was crazy. A year ago, death. I probably would have spit this out and cried like a baby at a beer this bitter. But I can sort of drink this now.
It's got a nice finish takes away some of the bitterness when it's kind of going away at the end of the old swallow there.
So this one has a beer advocate rating of 96. I think I'm the fourth.
That's pretty impressive.
Four people out of 100 are stupid. And don't like this beer.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
All right. It's a little too strong for Uncle Gomez's sweet candy tongue. Oh, beer up the nose.
No.
Woo.
Save.
Save.
That would have made good radio, seeing that.
I know. So this beer has 6.2% alcohousy, so you can look forward to us tripping on our words later.
Crimson hued ale. Yep, I'd like to see it in a glass. I just don't have one handy.
And it comes in cans, and it's made in Minneapolis, and it's called Surly. So check it out.
Surly Furious.
Theodius.
I'm furious.
American IPA.
That we don't have a 12-pack of that. We only have these. So
we'll be back with our special guest, the ultra-sharp Scott Chambers, right after this message from Antioch, Fine Wine and Liquors. Where can you find the best beer selection in Illinois, Wisconsin? Right there on the DMZ, JK.
Antioch Fine Wine and Liquors invites you to visit their beer specialist, Rick Tramke. Rick helped all of us out with this yikes beer.
Beer solution, baby. And he can do the same for you. Antioch Liquor is located at 173 and 83 in Antioch, Illinois. You can visit their website at AntiochWine.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is David DeBries from 45 North. When I'm not ripping Groom Winter Single Track, I'm listening to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We've got Scott Chambers from the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series here on the show. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Good to have you, too. I know that the Great Lake Fat Bike Series has been going on for a few years now. Can you give us a little bit of the history of the series and where you think it's headed?
Well, I started the series 3 years ago after seeing fat bike races popping up around the Great Lakes region. I live in Lower Michigan. And
down there in the 616, folks.
Or more than any other state, there were races about 5 years ago that just started to happen. A lot of them were kind of small. And a few years ago, I thought, well, you know, I'm involved in a local race here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's some other interesting races going on, and we needed a little bit of help cross-promoting them to try to give people an idea or an umbrella to know what the top races were and just to try to get more people out to them. So the first year, we had, I think, five events. One of them wasn't even really a fat bike race. It was just a fat bike category at a gravel road race. Last year, I think the series really turned into something really substantial. We added events, and all of the races last year were fat bike only events at great venues with great promoters. And then this year, we're doing a very, very similar schedule for last year, and I expect the eight events on our schedule this year to be even bigger than they were last year.
You mentioned that there are fat bike only events now. Are you doing anything with 29 plus, or are these strictly like 3.8 sized fat bikes and larger?
Well, for the series and scoring for the series overall, we do have a 3.7 inch tire width rule.
Okay.
I personally am a promoter of just one of the eight event, Farmers Fat Bike Race in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we have a similar rule for our event. Now, a couple of the other races in the last year or two have allowed other tire widths. When I drew up the original rules for the series, and each of the last 2 years, I've talked with the promoters about updating the series, and we've all kind of agreed to stick to that tire size. And to be honest with you, I've only had really in the last 2 years for my own event, I think I've only had maybe two people come to us and inquire about narrower tire widths.
Yeah, I remember.
So right now, I don't see that as a big need. But you know, if the 200 plus thing were to kind of expand and grow and even change more, it could be something in the future.
Yeah, I remember the first fat bike Berkey they did where they actually allowed mountain bike width tires in. And all I could remember from maybe the one or two of the guys that finished, which I think is all that got through there as mountain bikes, they said, never again. So the wider tire.
Last year they didn't do that.
No, and, true.
They had no trouble selling hundreds of entries for fat bike.
Absolutely. No. So the fat bike Berkey is going to be your season closing race. Is that correct?
Correct. March 7th in Cable, Wisconsin, that will be the series finale, just like it was last year. That's where we'll do the overall series awards and give away prize money and some swag.
Is Jordan going to win it again this year, or has he got some competition coming up?
Well, I think there's plenty of competition. you know, if you look at the individual races last year, there's some fast men and women getting into some of these events. But you know, the real thing with the series overall is that it's an endurance series. Not necessarily every individual event's an endurance event, but the person who wins the series has to do well in a lot of races.
Sure.
The men's overall last year, I think Jordan did 5 of 8. In the women's series, there were two women that did 7 of 8.
Excellent.
So if you look at some of the women that were right behind the top two, they did very well in individual events, but just didn't have enough events in to get the points total up a little bit higher. So I suspect that, you know, we could see someone who is in the top three in most events and wins the overall. And that's really kind of the point of a point series. It's about kind of the long haul, who's the best over the whole thing.
Sure. Are you doing anything specific to get the number of women racing kind of up? I know that there's been some pretty dominant women in the series. Are you doing anything specific to promote that, the women's portion of the racing?
Well, the most I think I can do as the director or promoter of the overall series, as well as the promoter for Farmers Fat Bike Race, is offer equal prizes and payouts for the female categories.
Yeah,
so,
that's a big one.
At my event, we give out the same number of awards to the open women as the open men, and if we're giving away any prize money or trophies, it's the same for both. And that's the case for the series as well. I'm splitting for the series overall again this year $2,500 straight down the middle, half to the top five men, half to the top five women. So it's equal across the board.
Good call.
And then we also are going to do some prize drawings like we did last year for a 1UP USA rack, a set of Sarma wheels. Those types of prizes are going to go to eligible racers who've done at least three events, and the men and the women have the same opportunity there to win those as well. So I think that's about all I can do as a promoter. Now, my wife does a lot of these races, and I can say from what I see her doing, she's out there really trying to recruit women. So I think on a personal note, a lot of it's really about just getting people into the sport, you know, getting people out on the trail, showing them how fun it is, getting them out to local bike shop product demos, bike demos, things like that. So I think all of us involved are already doing that.
Sounds good. Well, I hope you have a successful series. Maybe we can touch base with you midway through or something and see how the series is going. We're always looking for guests to tell us what's happening out there in the real fat bike world. So I appreciate you being on the show today, and talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
This is your weekly dose of fat.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program. This week, one of our correspondents, Ken Blakey Shell, pointed me at a link over there on the MTBR Tandem board where they said, hey, Ventana is ready to come out with their Fat Tandem. So
that would be sweet.
We know some folks over there, so I chatted up Teresa at the home office, and she confirmed that the El Gran Jefe is going to be available at the end of November. They're going to have stops for roll-off rear ends on there. There's going to be a 170, 177 through axle, 190, 197 through axle option. They're going to come in Grinch Green or Mango Tango.
That's some pretty interesting stuff right there.
Yeah.
What are those things going to cost?
The 170 is $1,695 and the 190 is $1,995. I don't think that includes a fork.
Yeah, I was wondering what they would develop that around. Would it be like a Bluto, or that wouldn't be heavy duty enough, maybe?
I don't know. The MTBR, so this is unconfirmed, but comes from a big tandem dealer that posted over there.
So it's hearsay, right?
Well, yeah, we just haven't confirmed that they said
haven't independently
confirmed
this.
They're working on sources for forks.
Sure.
So, this is a big, beefy aluminum Central Cali USA made Downeyville, just
the bomb.
The bomb, like the best mountain tandem made in the USA, has now their fat bike tandem in the works. End of November. And the first one is going to be for Sherwood. And then the next one is going to this dealer. So,
and your garage is third on the list?
Not me.
You had your tandem experience already,
yeah,
huh?
I had a Santana tandem that my wife and I rode for a while. But, you know, she got tired of looking at my sweaty back, which is that's a good thing.
That's probably a good thing.
So what else do we got going on here? We've got a lot of stuff going on in the test kitchen. We're testing a lot of gear right now.
Got Chronicles and Mammoths on the way from Maxis.
Very good. We have those in the test route too. We've got those Chronicles up in Michigan, and the Mammoths, we have a set down in Illinois being tested.
Right. Sounds good.
We've got a bunch of these links. Check it out. What were you saying? The one link that I think is cool in here is this Fat Bike 18-wheeler. It's a three-wheel bike from 1986 that, man, it really looks so similar, yet so different to the fat bikes that we ride.
Yeah, yeah. That was an interesting – we'll have a picture of that on the site.
And you got the salsa thing. Ooh.
Yeah.
The Fat Pursuit.
There's a bunch of sites out there that are kind of just discovering fat biking, too. It kind of happens every year about this time where more mainstream news-type sites start looking for stories, and fat bikes seem to fit the bill. So,
yeah, fat bikes are hot now. I got interviewed by a reporter that was doing something for the Washington Post.
Will we hear that anytime soon?
Probably not. I told her I was from the planet Gnomtron. She didn't think that was funny. Apparently she wanted to know.
Apparently she hasn't listened to the show.
Please confirm, sir. Are you an Earthling?
I can neither confirm nor deny that he's an Earthling.
So, yeah.
That pretty much covers it, I guess.
Yes, yes. Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly has a bike for you, Jack. Old Jill. They might even put you in a fashionable pair of slacks or lay down some wool threads and change the way you look at storm clouds on the horizon, Daddy-O. Check it all out. SurlyBikes.com.
All right.
Yeah.
See you all next time.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.